It's field trip season here at CNN Center, and I want to thank Eagles Landing Christian Academy for visiting yesterday. It was great meeting you. Our first story this Thursday centers on the Florida Panhandle. A U.S. defense official says a Black Hawk helicopter, like this one, crashed during a training mission on Tuesday night. Within hours, searchers found debris around an island near Eglin Air Force Base. The seven U.S. Marines and four Army aircrew aboard the chopper were presumed dead. There was heavy fog in the area where the aircraft crashed, but a military spokeswoman says it's too early to tell if that's what caused the accident. A second helicopter traveling with it returned safely to base. General Martin Dempsey, the highest-ranking member of the military, says this is a reminder that those who serve put themselves at risk, both in training and in combat. The U.S. Congress is considering whether to approve President Obama's request for military action against the ISIS terrorist group. It had its first hearing on the request yesterday. The president's plan puts a 3-year limit on military force against ISIS. The next president would have to get Congress's approval for anything longer than that. And it says there'll be no enduring offensive ground combat for U.S. troops. That's language that's been criticized as unclear from some Democratic and Republican lawmakers. At yesterday's Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, General Martin Dempsey, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, and Secretary of State John Kerry all testified about the president's plan to fight ISIS.
We simply cannot allow this collection of murderers and thugs to achieve in their group their ambition, which includes, by the way, most likely the death or submission of all those who oppose it.
President Obama says his plan does not authorize another ground war like those in Afghanistan and Iraq. But some Democrats in Congress want the proposal to be more limited in terms of where, how long, and how much U.S. force is needed. And some Republicans think the plan is too limited and not forceful enough to defeat ISIS. Lawmakers say it could be months before the House and Senate vote on the president's request.